It's fantasy football time on Patriots.com with the Fantasy Football Champs.
Fitzgerald leaps, and he's got it! It's a touchdown for Larry Fitzgerald!
Dominate your league with the guys from FFChamps.com.
Brees throwing back in the end zone, leaping grab, touchdown!
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright are the Fantasy Football Champs.
Hey, hello everybody, and welcome to the Fantasy Football Champs. It is the Fantasy Football Postseason, the moment we've all been waiting for. Get pumped up, get excited, your championships are on the line. Bill Enright here with Todd DeVries, as always, and we are here to help you win. Isn't that right, Todd?
It is that time of year, Bill. You know, we have guided our loyal listening audience all the way to the fantasy playoffs, and now it's time to make some coin.
The truth.
The truth. We are the truth.
That's right.
So it's here, man. You know, we're well positioned and we're ready to roll. So it's a matter of avoiding some key injuries, Bill, and maybe making a waiver wire pickup here or there to block an opponent from grabbing somebody or bolstering your depth on your roster. I mean, hopefully you aren't in a situation out there where you have to grab someone off the wire to plug into your starting lineups at this point in the year. Right.
Well, we'll go over the injury report a little bit later in the show, but you make a good point. There wasn't anything significant in the last 2 weeks that makes you say, oh, no, the guy I've been using all season long is suddenly out of my lineup. You know, the Julio Jones, the Randall Cobb, the Aaron Rodgers, the Doug Martin, all those injuries happened late October, early November. So by now, you should have suitable replacements. Maybe you made a waiver wire pickup. Maybe you made a trade. But if you're in the playoffs, you have a solid roster. And you look around the league and you look around your opponents, and maybe there's a guy that squeaked in that really shouldn't have, but this is where we separate the phonies from the pros.
That's right. And we are the pros.
That's right. We are.
So what do we got in store for the audience today, Bill?
Well, I want to give a quick shout-out to our producer, Kevin Collins. Ask him how his Thanksgiving was.
What's up, boys?
Haven't talked to him in a while. What's going on, Kev?
Not much, but your punch, the Enright punch, was a hit at Thanksgiving.
No. Here, the DeVries house, we also tried it, okay?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And it was a big hit, but we don't call it the Enright punch.
I didn't know what to call it.
That sounds lame.
No. I wanted to give Bill credit, though. That's all I was trying to do.
Here's what
we named it.
Made it a point of conversation at our Thanksgiving dinner table.
Oh, I can only imagine what else was said about me.
Lots of things were said about you, but...
There was a while there, Todd, when your son thought I was fake, like Manti Te'o's girlfriend.
That's right. Well, here's what we came up with. We are calling it Wild Bill's Fire Cider.
I like that. Wild Bill's Fire Cider.
That's what it is. Kevin, that's what it's from here on out.
Kevin, you're no longer allowed to make it unless you call it that.
All right, that's a deal. But my mom liked it so much she wants me to make it for Christmas.
So, you know, that's what's great about apple cider. It's good for Thanksgiving.
We went through the whole pot by, I'd say, the start of the third quarter of the night game. It was gone.
Well, listen, I know we have a lot of fantasy football to discuss here, and I promise we're going to be doing it throughout the whole day. We got 2 hours. The phone lines are wide open, 855-728-7500. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. We're going to get into the champs and the chumps from week 13. We're going to get into our player rankings. We're going to do the waiver wire report. But just a couple of minutes to explain how many text messages I got on how to cut up lemons from Kevin Collins. It was absurd. Kevin, it was the easiest part of the whole drink.
I didn't know what part of the lemon to use and what part to get rid of, and I just didn't want to screw it up.
And by the way, I got all these texts too, Bill.
I figured Todd probably had questions too, so I was just I was asking him for Todd too. I was asking him for both of us.
I had no questions. It couldn't be more simple. You get a gallon of cider, you throw it in a pot. You get the Fireball cinnamon whiskey. Put two-thirds of that in a pot.
By the way, I used the whole bottle.
Hey, well, you like to get wild. That's fine.
Yeah, there it was a wild Thanksgiving.
You know, you get 4 or 5 cinnamon sticks. You throw them in the pot, and you get a lemon. You cut it up.
I improvised.
You pull out all the juicy inside, and you just slice up the rinds and throw them in.
I used the whole bottle of whiskey, and I used all 7 cinnamon sticks that came in the thing.
Oh, my God.
And then I dried the cinnamon sticks, and I hung them in my bathroom so it doesn't smell like what.
The lemon rinds, they make a little bit of a difference. Could you taste it a little bit?
No, you can definitely taste it. There's no doubt about it.
But it's good. It's a good
No, it's good.
Up.
But it, like, What I didn't want to do is have like an overpowering like lemon scent or lemon juice in there. You know what
right.
I mean? So I wanted to make sure. And then I was on the YouTubes, Bill, and I got a Martha Stewart video up on my screen as I'm making this on the computer screen. And she's showing me like how to zest a lemon, how to get the lemon rinds. And I didn't even know the white stuff between the peel and the actual fruit that exists.
Bad like, for your teeth.
Well, like, yeah, but in a lemon or an orange, let's say.
Yeah.
That stuff is called pith, I guess. P-I-T-H. I never knew that. I learned something new.
Okay. Good. Martha Stewart.
So she was like, no, you don't want the pith. And I had a really nice peeling knife my mom gave me, and I almost took 3 fingers off using it because I'd never used anything like that. But I'm not exactly, you know, domesticated, Bill. You're a skilled drink maker. You were a bartender, correct, for a while?
I was a former professional. Then,
yeah,
right?
you were a mixed master, my friend. So I, you know, as a first timer, I had a lot of questions, but also wanted to try to get the right technique. So I A, didn't lose a finger, and B, didn't have, you know, Wild Bill's whatever the hell we're calling it come out bad.
I just looked at the chain of text messages. 21 from Kevin.
It's good stuff.
All within a 14-minute span, there were 21.
Well, my first, and that doesn't count the phone call I gave Bill on, what was that, like Wednesday night, Bill, or Tuesday night? It might have been Tuesday night after the show, actually.
I think it was Tuesday night.
Because Todd, you know how the, you know, we say we use 2/3 of a bottle. I'm in the liquor store and I'm thinking, all right, there's like a 750 milliliter bottle, and then there's like a giant, like, handle. And I was like, if he means 2/3 of this handle, like, this is going to be one hell of a Thanksgiving. And Bill talked me down off that ledge and had me buy the regular bottle, which is good. But if I had bought the handle and not called Bill and poured 2/3 of that into the cider, like, oh, grandma be swinging from the chandelier.
If he hadn't called you and if he hadn't texted you, it would have been a debacle.
It would have been.
Yeah.
I would have burned the house down.
You would have had lemons everywhere. It would have been just terrible.
My mom was fired up, though, because she took the actual, you know, lemon that I didn't use, the actual fruit part.
Right.
And she, my mom's a big fan of, you know how ladies, like, they can't just drink a glass of water. There has to be lemon in it.
Well, yeah, right. Sure.
You know, it's like a girl thing. I mean, not that I hate lemon water, but it's like every girl that I've ever, like, been around that orders a glass of water at a restaurant. Oh, can I have a lemon in that?
My girlfriend will take the lemon out of my water and put it in hers.
Exactly. They love it. And maybe it's, like, a health thing and taste. I don't know what it is. But so my mom was thrilled because she had, like, fresh lemon to, like, put in the water.
How long did you heat it up for?
I heated it for about 45 to 50 minutes really low. And I had it. And I did what you said, Bill. I stirred it, I'd say, probably every, like, 8 minutes, minutes. And I had it covered most of the time, which kind of kept in the heat.
Yeah,
and
that's important.
It was really cool because as the cinnamon sticks, they didn't dissolve completely, obviously, but you could tell there was some cinnamon kind of floating.
It wears off.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah,
exactly.
That's all right.
So that it was really good. It made it taste really good. You could really taste the cinnamon.
Well, I'm glad that I had an impact on future family gatherings during the holidays. But
quick story, and my uncle won't mind you telling this. My uncle is a recovered alcoholic, okay? So he was all bummed out because he smelled this delicious aroma throughout the house, right?
He
hasn't had a drink in like 25 or 30 years. Way beyond, it had to have been at least 30 because he hasn't had a drink since I've been born. And I'm 28.
Right.
So he was even like, screw it, it's Thanksgiving. And took a sip of it and was like, oh my God, like, he goes, how much booze is in this? And I was like, a whole bottle. Like, I showed him the empty bottle of Fireball and he's like, you can't even taste it. He's like, this stuff would have been dangerous back in my day.
Yeah. See, that's what's nice about it. It's a good drink and you'll get you're not going to get wasted.
No, you'll get a nice little buzz though.
But you're not pounding shots.
No.
It's not that kind of drink. I mean, you're at the holidays, but it's good to relax and sit back and, you know, have a nice little cocktail.
But the thing that's great, Bill, is too, that it translated really well from, let's say, my cousins who are like my age and a little younger, all the way up into, you know, the folks that are like in their 60s and early 70s loved it too. You know what I mean? They loved it. It was a hit. It was a smash hit.
I'm glad it transcends generations.
And I can't wait, Bill. One day when I actually get to tailgate, you know, a professional football game, that is a perfect drink to have.
It absolutely
for is. For a November, December, you know, cold weather game. I mean, it warms you up, gives you a little, like, happy buzz. It smells delicious, and it's a great portion, Bill, to share with 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of your buddies that you have.
You put it in a thermos, and it stays hot before the game.
Yeah.
I did that a couple
times. It is the perfect tailgate drink for a cold weather game. I stand by that.
Yeah.
Wild Bill's Fire Cider.
Thank you, Bill, for introducing me.
Wild Bill's Fire Cider. I'm going to trademark it.
No, we already did.
I will start producing bottles next, you know, by next autumn.
There you go.
I'll be first one in line.
All right, good. Craziness to start the show. But, hey, more craziness of fantasy football playoffs. Todd, yes, of course, this is the moment we've all been waiting for. And a lot of people out there may have some lineup issues and they don't know who to start. That's why we're here. 855-728-7500. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number. You can also email us, webradio@patriots.com. Hit us up on Twitter. If you're not listening to this show live, maybe you're listening to it on the New England Patriots official app or on iTunes as a podcast. You can follow us on Twitter at FFChamps. Todd is at CFFGeek, and I am at Bill Enright. Todd, pretty crazy week considering we had the three games on Thanksgiving. We had a full slate of games. The bye weeks are over. We had a full slate of games on Sunday. And then we had a very impressive performance by the Seattle Seahawks against the New Orleans Saints on Monday night.
Not surprised, Bill.
Not surprised by what? The Seahawks?
Seattle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I say I've been trying to tell you this since August.
I know.
Seattle and the Patriots are destined to meet in the Meadowlands in crappy weather.
I'm late to the party on that one.
And there are two teams that can play in crappy weather. It's the Seahawks and it's the Patriots. So it'll actually be a pretty good matchup. Seahawks basically they just punched their ticket. If there's no injuries, major injuries to that team, they have punched their ticket to the Super Bowl, Bill.
Well, and Percy Harvin's a major injury, but he's been a non-factor the entire season. So
who's
like
Percy Harvin? They don't need Percy Harvin.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, I mean they have two games to win in January in Seattle now. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
they're in. It's kind of that's the only bummer about last night's game is that you know, and we'll get to the fantasy stuff here in 1 second, but. Non-fantasy-wise, I mean, you know, they have a two-game lead over the Saints.
Right.
And they have the tiebreaker. So, you know, they're going to be the one seed, and no one's going to beat them in Seattle.
You know, it's funny because the Saints might not even win the division because they play the Panthers twice.
Twice. Yep.
Yeah.
So, interesting race other than the one seed. But the other side of the thing you can get concerned about if you want to start talking fantasy here, Bill.
Yeah.
Is Seattle in a couple of weeks. I wouldn't worry about it this week yet. In a couple of weeks, Seattle could kind of have things pretty literally wrapped up. And you wonder what happens with Marshawn Lynch. Do they give him the normal workload? Those types of fantasy things are in the back of your mind. The good news, as of right now, in the AFC, is that the Patriots and the Broncos are fighting for that number one seed. Hopefully they'll fight all the way through week 16, at least. Which is good news for Peyton Manning and Tom Brady owners.
Well, listen, Todd, you bring up a great point there with the Seattle Seahawks, and luckily we don't have to worry about the Panthers or the Patriots and the Broncos benching their starters just yet. We're heading into Week 14, and I'd say about 85% of the fantasy leagues out there, Week 14 is the first round of the playoffs, Week 15, semifinals, Week 16, the championship. But there are some leagues where whether it starts in week 14 and you have a two-week championship, week 15, 16, 17, or the playoffs start in week 15 and the championship is in week 17, I never like leagues where the championship is settled, has anything to do with week 17, because you do come into some of these situations where the starters for a lot of these high-profiled teams are not active or are only playing one quarter.
Right. A lot of times they'll play, you know, they'll go through the game pregame protocol and play a quarter or a half, and then that's it. You know, you can't include week 17 in a title in their fantasy title. No way.
You know, the Pats were 16-0 in 2007, and they played all their starters in that game against the Giants final week of the regular season. But they were 16-0. I mean, they were playing for something. With the Seahawks. With the Seahawks, they're not necessarily playing for anything. You know, they're not there yet, as you said, but they certainly look like they're going in that direction.
Well, and let's be honest. I mean, the key player on the Seahawks is Marshawn Lynch. Not a lot of people are relying week to week on Russell Wilson, I don't think, in fantasy circles, right?
Not right now, but I think that might start.
But when you're – what I would be concerned about is Marshawn Lynch, because a running back is very easy to rest.
Right.
You know, or just give him a lighter amount of touches, you know, give him 10 to 12 touches, have a game plan where he's going to get 10 to 12 touches and that's about it. You know, that's easy to do with a running back. quarterback's a little different, a little trickier. But I'd be concerned. You know, if Seattle wins this week, which they should, I'd be a little concerned. Well, actually, maybe they won't win this week. They got the Niners, right? Am I right on that?
The Niners, yeah, San Fran.
That's actually a pretty good game. So I retract my statement there. But if they get by the Niners, I mean, three games left, and they have a two-game lead. I mean, they're sitting pretty, man, and that's a concern.
Yeah, certainly is. All right, Todd, the champs and the chumps. What do you say we review all the action from Week 13?
Who were the playmakers, the showstoppers, the studs?
Woo!
And who were the losers, the bums, and the duds? Bill and Todd identify the champs and chumps.
What I liked about the champs and the chumps list this week, Todd, is it's a lot of the familiar names on both sides of the coin. So you have a guy like Peyton Manning and Cam Newton as a quarterback champ. You have guys like Matt Flynn as a quarterback chump. A couple weeks ago, you know, we had Ryan Fitzpatrick as a quarterback champ because he had a monster game. I don't like it when there's anomalies.
Right.
This week, not the case.
No, a lot of the big boys came to play, and let's start with the biggest name in fantasy football, Peyton Manning, Bill, you know, on the road at Arrowhead, a rematch game. Chiefs had to have it. Peyton Manning comes through, 403 yards and 5 touchdowns, man. I mean, monster performance from Peyton.
It certainly was, just at the right time, because a lot of people needed Peyton to have a big game to clinch their fantasy playoffs. How about Cam Newton, 263 yards through the air, 2 passing touchdowns. He also ran the ball 5 times for 68 yards, and he had a rushing touchdown to boot. And then Nick Foles has been on fire, 237 yards, 3 touchdowns, and hey, 22 yards for rushing, not too shabby either.
No, we were looking at that before the show, Bill. Nick Foles, the last 3 weeks, has about 100 yards rushing. I mean, you know, it's 2 or 3 points a week, you know.
That helps.
It does help. 2 or 3 points a week, and then he had a rushing touchdown a couple weeks ago. You know, he's getting it done on the ground just a little bit. That's all you need from him. I'd take 20 yards a week from him, 2 extra points. That's an extra, the equivalent of an extra 50 yards passing.
Let's go over to the quarterback chumps. I mentioned Matt Flynn. He played on Thanksgiving. Boy, was it ugly. 139 yards, 1 interception, 2 fumbles. He got sacked in the end zone for a safety. Packer fans were certainly thankful that Aaron Rodgers will be back. If not this year, then at least next year. They don't have to worry about Matt Flynn starting any more games.
And can we put to bed, I mean, all these announcers were talking about Matt Flynn and how he's so comfortable in the Green Bay offense, and this is he didn't work out everywhere else he went. He was being a giant bust, and he's collected zillions of dollars for starting a couple of games in Seattle or wherever else he was. You know, put that to bed. This guy stinks.
Well, hey, the last time he started the game for the Packers, remember, he broke the franchise single-game record, and it got him like a $40 million contract with the Seattle Seahawks the following season. So for Matt Flynn to have a bad game, at least we know that no NFL GM is going to go out and hand him big-time contract.
Let's end these ridiculous contracts for Matt Flynn, okay? Enough.
Another quarterback chump from Week 13, Mike Glennon of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 180 yards and an INT. He also fumbled the ball. So two pretty chumpy quarterback chumps this week, which is the way I like it. That's the way I like it.
I agree. He was going up against Carolina. I mean, Glennon had actually been better than we thought.
He's been doing all right.
For most of the year. Against Carolina, our expectations were low, and he matched our low expectations. How about the running back champs, Bill? Who do we got?
All right, DeMarco Murray. It was on Thanksgiving. Maybe you don't remember back that far. You're in a turkey hangover, but I'll remind you, he had 63 yards and 3 touchdowns. He also caught 5 passes for 39 yards. Ben Tate against your New England Patriots had over 100 yards, 3 touchdowns off 22 carries. Reggie Bush, another Thanksgiving Day performer, 117 yards, had a touchdown, 5 catches, 65 yards. Love him in the PPR format. And then you got to worry. Yeah, I can't mention AD. Adrian Peterson all day, 35 rushes, 211 yards for the Vikings running back.
Yeah, he didn't get in the end zone, unfortunately.
I mean, listen, you rush for 211 yards, you don't have to get into the end zone.
Yeah, no, but if you see 211 yards, you figure, oh, he must have broken an 80-yarder, you know.
Right, that's true.
But no, tremendous. What a weird game that was. What did you think of Mark Trestman kicking the ball on second down?
Well, I feel, you know,
47-yarder on second
what
down.
What the what's the kicker's name is?
Robbie Gold.
Robbie Gold, right.
Good, great kicker.
He had a kid that morning.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to feel for the guy. I mean, talk about the full spectrum of emotions. He has his wife.
The birth of his child.
And right.
He flies into Minnesota the day of the game. And, you know, but forget all that. The decision, Bill, it's a 47-yarder. Second down. I mean, yeah, you want to kick it on third down in overtime? I get it. Because, you know, in case there's a fumble or something.
Yeah.
Second down. Run another play, man.
I agree with you there. What are you doing? I totally agree with you.
All right. Running back chumps, Bill. Darren McFadden makes the list. He always makes this list.
He certainly does. That's five why I rushes. Like it when the chumps are the chumps.
Yeah. Five rushes, 13 yards for him. Danny Woodhead, Bill. Now, he's not a guy that makes this list very often, but he had a very quiet day.
Yep.
Seven rushes, 22 yards. Only two catches for 13 yards. Again, Danny Woodhead makes his hay with in PPR leagues because he catches so many balls, kind of like a Shane Vereen. Only two catches. That's not getting it done.
Woodhead is top three for running backs in receptions, and he didn't get there this year by only catching two passes a game. So I expect that to change as they're taking on the Giants in Week 14.
Yeah, that Bengals defense is not to be messed around with.
Sometimes they aren't. Sometimes they aren't.
Yeah, I'm just saying that they have the potential to shut people down. I mean, I know the weather was crazy, and I'm going back 2 months, but, you know,
yeah.
6 points against the Patriots put up 6 points on them. I know that was the battered, injured Patriot offense, but I don't know. That defense is a little scary sometimes to me.
Yeah, so. It can be. Even without Geno Atkins and Leon Hall in the secondary, and Geno Atkins obviously up front, it certainly can still be dominant.
Yep. Another chump, and this one affected a lot of people. Eddie Lacy, Bill. 10 rushes, 16 yards, 2 catches, 23 yards. That's 4 fantasy points.
The matchup was certainly there. The Lions have been pretty prone against the run. You figure with Matt Flynn under center, the Packers would want to run the ball more, but they didn't get the opportunity to because the Lions were just scoring basically at will. So we'll see. I have full confidence in Eddie Lacy for the fantasy playoff run, but you'll notice there are 3 Packers on the chumps list this week.
Yeah,
and regarding the name, two of them, Matt Flynn and Lacy.
Right. Moving over to the wide receiver champs, Bill. There were 3 huge, huge monster performances this week. Let's start it off with Eric Doubledecker. 8 catches, 174 yards. Half of his receptions were touchdowns, Bill. 4, count them, 4 touchdowns on the day from Peyton Manning.
Every time Peyton went deep, it was to Decker. It wasn't to Demaryius Thomas. Julius Thomas wasn't in action. And Wes Welker was MIA for the most part. Every time, I felt like every time Peyton was throwing the ball 20 yards or more, it was right to Decker. So that's an interesting trend you may want to look out for going forward. Keep in mind, Decker didn't sniff the end zone in his previous 4 games. He comes away with 4 in 1 game against the Chiefs.
Yeah, it's tough, Bill. When you look at the stat lines for all of the Denver receivers on the year, they're all very similar. All, you know, Welker, Demaryius Thomas, and Decker. They're all kind of similar.
Yep.
But they all seem to get their points in yards and stats in bunches. You know what I mean? I mean, I guess Demaryius Thomas is the most consistent performer week to week fantasy-wise.
Sure.
But Welker and Decker are kind of up and down, and it's kind of a little bit of a nightmare. I mean, in a good way. But it's kind of hard to, like, figure out when they're going to each of them are going to have their big games. Welker's been really quiet the last couple weeks.
And he started off on fire.
Yeah, would it surprise you if he went off and caught a dozen balls next week? I mean,
absolutely not.
Yeah, but it's kind of hard. So I don't know. Just it's a good headache to have, but it's kind of a little bit of a headache there if you're dealing with Decker and Welker.
That's a good point.
Other two champs this week at the wide receiver position, Bill. Josh Gordon, 2nd week in a row, he goes over 200 receiving yards. Oh. That's an NFL record. Thomas. 10 catches, 261, 2 touchdowns. Oof. Josh Gordon, I am glad I have him in every single one of my leagues, Bill. That's why I went undefeated this week in my leagues. Other one is Alshon Jeffrey from the Bears. He kind of has been playing second fiddle to Brandon Marshall, but not any longer. 12 catches, 249 yards, and two scores of his own.
Alshon Jeffrey and Josh Gordon are the future of the receiving position in fantasy football. Both of these guys are second-year wide receivers. Josh Gordon is quarterback-proof. Doesn't matter if it's Hoyer, Whedon, or Campbell, the guy gets it done. He's probably a top-five wide receiver in your league. First player in NFL history to have back-to-back 200-yard receiving performances. Absolutely incredible. Get this guy locked and loaded in your lineup for the next, you know, three, whatever remaining weeks are in your league.
Yeah, he's just a monster. And, Bill, in one of my leagues, I was up against Alshon Jeffrey. And if you kind of were following the way the games were going, Alshon, he had a lot of his yards early on.
Yes.
So I was down big because of Alshon Jeffrey. And then Josh Gordon seemed to get his yards and receptions after Alshon, even though they were playing at the same time.
Right.
Because I suddenly came back and, like, you know, he completely negated all of Alshon Jeffrey's stats. So I was kind of happy with that. But initially I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to lose because Alshon Jeffrey's going to get 47 points for this guy. And then Josh Gordon one-upped him a little bit.
I mean, listen. If you had Josh Gordon in your lineup this weekend and you lost, something probably went wrong.
Well, you probably were up against Decker, Jeffrey, Peyton Manning.
And Peyton, yeah, I guess.
DeMarco Murray.
Yeah, you know. Right.
Let's go over to the wide receiver chumps, Bill. Jordy Nelson, the third Packer on our chumps list. Two catches, 14 yards. Two.
And listen, I said there were going to be three Packers on the chumps list, and he's the third one. Jordy Nelson was a bona fide stud. You started him every week when Aaron Rodgers was under center. Sadly, that's not the case anymore. Am I telling you to start putting Nelson on the bench? Of course not. But you do have to really downgrade him significantly just because of the quarterback play.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't have Jordy Nelson in any of my leagues. I had Randall Cobb in a couple. Yeah. So I've been, you know, that's been months now since I haven't had him. I was just looking back over one of my drafts here, Bill, while we were talking. One of my leagues I had, my first three picks were Doug Martin, Julio Jones, and Randall Cobb.
How'd you do in that league?
I'm 7-6, and if I win this week, I might make the playoffs. This is a league where you start the playoffs in week 15.
Yeah. I mean, listen, you leave your draft with that squad, and you think you're going to be dynamite. And the problem with fantasy football is this is where the luck comes into play. You never know about injuries. And when they hit you, they usually hit you really hard. So that's the part where sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. Now, you wouldn't have been in a position to be lucky if you didn't know what the heck you were doing. So I don't like the people that say, oh, it's all about luck. It's like a lottery. You know, you're better off doing a scratch-off. Not the case at all. There's plenty of skill involved, but sometimes you just can't control the injuries. Randall Cobb, Doug Martin, and Julio Jones, if I told you all three of your first, second, and third round picks would get hurt and wouldn't play in November, you'd probably want to slap me across the face, but sometimes you get unlucky.
Well, in that league, I have Josh Gordon, who I got in the ninth round, and I've been savvy on the waiver wire, so there's ways to, you know, to rebuild. I also had Phillip Rivers in that league, which I got in one of the later rounds as well. So, you know, it balanced out okay. But, I mean, it's not a roster that's going to win the league probably.
Right.
But, you know, at least I'm still in the hunt in that one.
There you go.
All right. The other wide receiver chump, DeSean Jackson, Bill. Three catches, 36 yards for number 10 for the Eagles. Now, he was up against a pretty good secondary in the Arizona Cardinals. So I'm not terribly surprised by this one.
But Nick Foles was one of our champs this week. He still had 237 yards and three touchdowns. But who did they go to, Todd?
The tight ends, baby.
And the tight end champ this week is Zach Ertz, the rookie from Stanford. Five catches, 68 yards and two touchdowns. How about New England Patriots' own Rob Gronkowski? Six grabs, 127 yards and a score. And then Vernon Davis, who got tackled by an unusual position. Especially if you're a male. Four catches, 82 yards, and a touchdown. Did you see that? Did you see that tackle and grab, Todd? You know, if he was in the streets, he probably would have got arrested for sexual assault.
Yeah, that was very painful to watch.
Yeah.
He was like, very painful to watch.
They had him. I don't know if they had him mic'd up or someone mic'd up, but they're like, "Hey, let go of me, let go of me. You got me. Hey, you got me." He's he was really saying, "You got me."
Oh man, he was in a lot of pain too.
I bet.
Did you watch the on YouTube? You can see the actual live announcers, you know, from the game.
Yeah.
And when he went down, you know, initially in regular motion, you know, it was just like a regular tackle.
Right.
And he's down, and they're like, oh, no, Vernon Davis is hurt. This is bad, you know. And then they showed the replay, and the announcers started laughing. They're like,
that's funny.
It'll be all right. It'll be all right.
Did you hear Ed Hockley on Monday night saying they were stretching out the balls?
Yeah.
What was that? I don't even.
I don't know. The refs have had a rough year, man.
Yeah, a little bit.
I mean,
there was no foul on the play. It was not a hold. The defender was just overpowered.
I like that one.
That's a good one, too. You should get the stretching balls one, too. There,
yeah, Kev, that's going to be one that we have to use all the time. It's funny.
And by the way, before we move on here to the tight end chumps, the Giants-Redskins game, the refs at the end of that game, what the hell are they doing?
Well,
thank God that game meant nothing.
I think it was more of the chain gang, not necessarily the refs. Because the ref on the field or the official on the field signaled third down, the chain gang moved.
Yeah, well, they weren't working in conjunction with each other.
No, you're right. You know, there was bad communication.
You know, then they run a play. And
which is
like
a 16-yard pass downfield, and then they're like, oh, what are you doing?
No, it's fourth and one now. No, fourth and one. Like, what? I mean, I don't know, man. The refs are having a rough season, and you know, the playoffs, the real playoffs, are coming up. I'm a little worried that you mean you can't have my man Gino Steratore, whatever his name is, Steratone, Gino.
I just call him Gino. Yeah,
but Gino. You can't have him reffing every game because he is the best. We know that now.
I forget. Oh no, I don't. I forget my train of thought. Oh, the refs. Did you see the touchdown last night in the Seattle Seahawks game where the one player, I think it was Zach Miller, tapped it to the fullback?
Yeah.
All right. The fullback reestablished himself inbounds, which is fine. He wasn't the first player to touch the ball. The other guy touched it, which is fine. But when he crossed the goal line, he didn't maintain possession of that catch. If you go back and look, when he crosses the goal line, the ball comes out. Now, Calvin Johnson has at least three that I can recall. When he catches the ball, feet lands in bounds, and then he just kind of like drops it, and they call no touchdown. But that play last night, that to me was just a little wacky, and they even reviewed it.
But isn't it – the Calvin Johnson one is ridiculous from a couple years ago. I mean,
yeah.
But he caught that in the end zone, and the act of the catch went to the ground, and then kind of he flipped it up, and they said he didn't have possession or whatever.
Right.
And this one, he caught it off the rebound, uh-huh. Got his feet in at like the 2-3, 1-yard line, whatever.
Right.
And then he stretched it over the plane.
Right.
And that's when he let go.
Right.
And it seems like when you stretch it over the plane after having possession, then it's fine.
Well, why is it fine that as soon as the ball crosses the plane, it's automatically a touchdown. But if you're in the end zone, the ball is crossing the plane in your hands, it's not a touchdown. That rule, they have to figure that out because it drives me crazy.
I hear you. I hear you on that.
Drives me crazy.
But you know what I'm talking about. I mean, look at the Le'Veon Bell play.
Oh, that's another one.
Night.
That's another
he
one.
He gets knocked out cold, and somehow his body still kind of holds onto the ball until it crosses the plane.
Right, lights out.
And he's out. He's not even conscious, and he's scoring a touchdown. Now, they called it back because of the helmet off rule. But let's say his helmet stayed on, right? Uh-huh. That's a touchdown.
A touchdown. Sure.
An unconscious player would have scored a touchdown.
It's got to be.
You know? But that's another kind of what your point is. Once that ball touches the top of that line, it's a touchdown no matter what happens next.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a little wacky. I kind of agree with you there.
All right, let's finish up the champs and the chumps, and I want to take one or two emails before the break. Tight end chumps from this week. Jermaine Gresham, 0 catches, 0 yards. How many fantasy points?
0.
Martellus Bennett, Marty B of the Chicago Bears, 2 catches, 14 yards. Poor performance from him. And then Jordan Cameron of the Cleveland Browns, 4 catches, 43 yards. Unless you're in a PPR league, he didn't really help you out a lot.
No. Not at all. Not good from that trio. I had Marty B in one of my leagues. Not happy with him.
All right, so that was the champs and the chumps from week 13. We want to take your phone calls. We want to take your emails, and we want to help you set your lineups for the fantasy football playoffs. 855-728-7500, 855-PATS-500 is the phone number. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. Hit us up on Twitter, at FFChamps. Todd, what do you say we start off to take a couple emails before we get into break here?
Couple of emails. They are starting to stack up here. Wow.
Yeah.
This is a weird one. This is a strange font. Did you see this one?
I did. It's big and it's black and it's bold. You might not want to play that sound clip as all in one.
I almost just spit my coffee out.
You woke Kevin up. You woke Kevin up with that one, Bill.
It's big and it's black and it's just like, oh my god! Just like sprayed it all over my screen.
Oh man.
All right, this is from Chris.
That's one for the archives.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
I'm glad I didn't talk over you on that one.
Yeah,
it's all you. I was like, where's he going with this?
Oh man. But the font of the email, it's extra large and it's, you know, a different font and it's bolder and
font is what, 12 font, 10 font? This is like about 36.
Yeah, a little crazy.
And it's in a weird whatever. All right. Christian from Jacksonville, we're talking about you, buddy. He says, the last time I emailed, I was 3-0-1 and feeling good. With you both saying I had a good, solid squad. Now nice. I'm in the playoffs at 9-3-1, and playing.
So we were
the biggest,
right.
We were right, and he's playing the biggest trash talker in the league. Please
smash
help
that
me.
Trash talker. We're going to smash him.
Let me help me shut up this big yapper.
All right, we like doing that.
This is a head-to-head 2-week total showdown. What are your thoughts on 2-week games?
I wish you could just shut your big yapper.
Yeah. Shut your big yapper, the trash talker. What do I think of head-to-head 2-week showdowns? As long as it doesn't interfere with week 17. If it doesn't cross paths with the final week of the NFL's regular season, then I'm okay with it.
Okay. For this week, who should he start? Non-PPR, okay. No PPR.
Right.
Keenan Allen, Julian Edelman.
Edelman. Been on fire. Get on the ball.
Flex. Would you choose Keenan Allen or Shane Vereen or Gio Bernard?
I'd probably go Gio there only because he's a little bit more of a he's a little bit more involved in the rushing attack. So you're not just relying on the receptions, which our friend Josh here doesn't even get points for. So I'd probably go Gio.
All right, and then he's asking us, are there any weaknesses in his team? For example, should he drop Orange Julius or Ellington?
He can drop Ellington. Do not drop Julius Thomas.
I'm looking at his roster here.
I mean, it really. Oh, it's Christian, his name is, not Josh. I don't know where I got Josh from. It depends, Christian. It depends who's on your team or who's available. I mean, you're not going to just drop Andre Ellington for the hell of it.
Andre Ellington is droppable. But who are you picking up?
Right. Who's he going to get? That's what matters.
Yeah, I mean, he's someone I would consider dropping, but it's got to be for the right price, the right person.
Correct.
I would not drop Orange Julius at all. And he says, thanks for all of your advice that has led me to this point. Last year, Bill, without our advice, before he was a fan of the show, he was seventh place out of 8.
Oh,
terrible. So this year he's at the top of the league, and he says, you really are the truth.
The truth.
There you go.
That's right.
So that one was Giant from Giant Font Christian.
Good one.
Next one is from Josh T. in Arlington, Virginia.
All right.
I've taken a hopeless 1-7 team to 6-7.
Wow.
So he's won 5 in a row.
Nice.
He says Trent Richardson, Ridley, Andrew Luck, and RG3 be damned. He's able to overcome all those jokesters and win 5 in a row.
Okay.
So a win this week gets him into the playoffs, Bill.
Okay, great.
Would you make any moves from my bench below? So he has a screenshot of his starters and bench.
He's got Brady in there, DeMarco Murray, Andre Brown, Ben Tate, which I love, Brandon Marshall, Vincent Jackson, John Carlson at tight end, and he also has Carlos Dansby's in the IDP league. I'm fine with that. Does he say if it's PPR or not? He doesn't say.
No.
If it's a full point PPR, I'd probably take out Andre Brown and put in Shane Vereen. If it's a non-PPR, then Andre Brown is a good choice over Vereen. Vincent Jackson and Brandon Marshall are no-brainers at wide receiver. I'm fine with this team. The only thing that I'm a little bit worried about is his defense. He's got the Browns taking on the Patriots. Now, I don't know who's available in his waiver wire available on his waiver wire. But
well, he did write that he'll be swapping the Browns out for the Packers.
I'm not really crazy about the Packers this weekend either. We're going to get into our waiver wire suggestions a little bit later, but one of the biggest ones of the week happens to be a defense, and that's the Oakland Raiders defense against the New York Jets. So I'd look for the Raiders over the Packers.
Right. Packers have their home to Falcons. Atlanta this week.
Yeah, I don't really like that matchup. And, to be honest with you, the Packers haven't really done a whole lot on defense. You know, Clay Matthews had that huge thing on his hand for that club on his hand.
The club.
Yeah. And their cornerbacks aren't the same. So I really wouldn't rely on the Packers this week.
Any thoughts on Will Spaghetti, he asked, for this week?
Yeah, don't use him.
All right. There you go.
That's it.
We doing another one? What are we doing here?
Yeah, one more email.
All right. This one's from Higgins in Hopkintown.
Higgins.
Hey, guys. Thanks for your help. I managed to crawl back into a three-way tie for first place, but I took the number one seed due to overall points. Oh, he's the number one seed.
Very nice, Higgins.
He could use some playoff advice now. Standard league. Number one, question one, should I drop Ray Rice and pick up C.J. Spiller, Mendenhall, or Monte Ball?
I would like to pick up Spiller or Monte Ball, Spiller more than Ball, but I'm not dropping Ray Rice. There's got to be someone else he can drop. Has to be.
Who would you play this week? Gore, Murray, Brown, or Rice?
How many of those guys?
He's been dying here. Three.
He needs three of them? Are you a little sick, Todd?
Yeah, I've got some sort of the weather. Sickness, yeah.
See,
sounds like it's thundering over there.
I
feel like a jerk now because I was complaining about a headache earlier, and it turns out that you're, like, actually sick.
Yeah, it literally sounds like he's going to die.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm a trooper, man. I'm plugging through it. I need some of Wild Bill's Fire Cider to get me through this show.
You're a true soldier, just like Kellen Winslow.
So, which three running backs would you play? Frank Gore, DeMarco Murray, Andre Brown, or Ray Rice?
Soldier.
That's right. I'd probably go with which three running backs? I'm definitely going with DeMarco Murray.
I'm going with the three that he has below.
Yeah, but I was trying to see if I can get Spiller in there somehow. I can't, though. Spiller. Andre Brown, Murray, and Gore. That's who I'm going with.
I mean, that's solid.
Yeah, it's solid.
So you would not drop Ray for Spiller? Who has more upside the rest of the way? I mean, he's got these other three guys who are studs.
Spiller has much more upside. That's a good point. Much more upside the rest of the way.
But he's also more of a risk.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a risk. Right.
Next question, number two. Quarterback, who would you start, Nick Foles or Andrew Luck this week?
Foles.
Number three, pick one of these wide receivers, Alshon Jeffrey, Michael Floyd, T.Y. Hilton, Mike Wallace.
Listen, Michael Floyd's playing well lately. But no way am I benching Alshon Jeffrey.
Yeah, it's got to be Alshon.
Yeah.
T.Y. Hilton has slowed down tremendously, by the way.
Yeah, it's such a shame. Him and Luck.
The Reggie Wayne factor cannot be overlooked.
That's right. And
when he went down, all hell, I mean, that offense is just...
It's not like Reggie Wayne broke his arm and he'll be fine next year. You have to keep in mind, he's 35 years old. He tore his ACL, very serious injury. You don't know if he's going to be ready for the start of next season. You don't know if he's going to come back next season. He may just decide to retire. I don't know personally if he'd go out like that, but it's certainly potential for that to be the case. So the Colts, I'll tell you, they really need another wide receiver. Darius Hayward Bay is not cutting it. And nope. We know T.Y. Hilton is not necessarily a possession receiver yet. So they need, you know, this is going to be a long-term issue that they need. They need a solution for this.
Yeah.
Don't have a first-round pick anymore because they gave it away to the Browns for Trent Richardson.
Yeah. Well, let's put Trent Richardson out wide next year.
Yeah.
Turn him into a wide receiver. Yeah, that's a good point, Bill. Free agency or the draft is where they're going to have to look.
Yep.
And they're going to have to hit, too, because it's clear that, at least right now, T.Y. Hilton's not a number one guy. He needs... He needs someone to take away the the defensive schematics on him. You know, he's more of a complimentary deep threat guy, and he's a good one. But it doesn't look like he's number one guy, not at all.
Right, right. And that's going to be a problem. Listen, they got a guy in Andrew Luck where the future is certainly bright, but it's also a win-now team because they made the playoffs last year, and they have a lot of key players on that roster already. But they're just one or two pieces away from being legit contenders. Right now, you look at the Colts, you look at where they are in the standings, I got to tell you, I think they're pretenders.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing that they're 8-4. But look at their division, Bill. I mean, the Texans are the worst team in the league record-wise, 2-10. You got Jacksonville, who's somehow 3-9. They've won two in a row.
Yeah.
But Jacksonville, Houston, and Tennessee. I mean, really.
Yeah.
They're 4-0 in their division. The Colts are 4-0 in their division.
Right.
And rightly so. They should be. And they probably will be 6-0 when it's all said and done.
Yep.
But when they get to the playoffs, I don't think anybody's going to be, you know, going crazy on the Colts, you know?
Yeah.
Bill, I'm telling you, man, I'm stating the obvious here, but it's going to be the Patriots and the Broncos. There's nobody else that's a threat.
We thought that last year, Todd.
I think it again. I'm going down with the ship on that one.
We were wrong last year is what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying. I know. I just one of those two teams will be in the Super Bowl.
I want to see that matchup in the AFC Championship. I do.
We all do. The whole world wants to see that. Chiefs, as I kind of predicted, Bill, are starting to fall apart.
Yeah. Hey, lost three in a row.
Yeah.
Two of them were to the Broncos, but, I mean, they didn't have to lose to the Chargers at home. They'll get back on track this weekend versus the Redskins, don't worry.
Well, they got the Redskins on the road, Raiders on the road, Colts at home at San Diego.
Right.
I think they're gonna go 2-2.
Who are they going to lose to?
San Diego and somebody else. They're going to drop another one.
I can't see them losing to the Redskins this weekend.
Probably not. I don't see them losing four in a row.
No.
You never know. At Oakland, I don't know. I'm just not high on the Chiefs. I just don't think when they get in the playoffs, I don't think they're a team that can knock off the Broncos or the Patriots. I just don't see it.
We'll have to do our updated Football Nation power rankings and playoff matchup potential, who's seated where, on our Thursday show right here on Patriots.com Radio, Football Nation. We'll save that for that show.
Sounds good. I mean, it's going to – I just see – the way I'm looking at this, Bill, is, you know, it's Seattle, Broncos, and Patriots.
Yeah.
It sounds too simplified, but
– And Carolina or New Orleans. I mean, someone has to play Seattle.
Yeah, yeah. I'm saying who can actually win the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay.
I think it's those three teams.
Yeah.
Well, you know, obviously the Saints could, but I just don't see it happening. We saw last night a little preview of how that's going to look.
Yeah. And it did not look good for the Saints.
Not at all.
All right, what do you say we take a quick break here on the Fantasy Football Champs? We're taking your telephone calls and emails, 855-728-7500, and then the email is webradio@patriots.com. We're taking a quick break, but when we come back, your phone calls, your emails, the waiver wire, and injury recap from week 13, that's all coming up next right here on patriots.com radio.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call ** NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets. With free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epocher. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Win your fantasy league and your trophy too. It's FF Champs, FF Champs for you. News, advice, rankings, and expert advice too. FF Champs is for you.
FFChamps.com, ensuring you win from draft to playoffs. FFChamps.com, extraordinary results for fantasy football dominance.
Hey guys, I never really got football, but ever since my parents switched to Verizon Fios, I'm a total expert. Fios internet is super fast, so I can stream football movies, download highlights.
Hey, sweetie, I need help with my fantasy lineup.
Dad, I'm doing my video blog.
Sorry.
Anyway, with Fios, the TV picture is crystal clear, so not now. Listen, Fios is 100% fiber optic, so everything's faster than ever, which leaves me time to do other things, like hanging that Do Not Disturb sign on my door.
Upgrade your game this holiday season. Switch to a Fios Triple Play online for just $79.99 a month guaranteed for the first year, plus a $300 holiday bonus with a two-year agreement. Visit gottogetfios.com today for America's fastest, most reliable internet. Technology that lets you rise to greatness. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Fios available in select areas. Limited time offer for new customers subscribing to a Triple Play bundle online with a two-year agreement and ends 1/18/14. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply.
Probable?
It is what it is.
Questionable?
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
Doubtful? Are any of your players on this week's injury report? It's time for Bumps and Bruises.
Hello, welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs. Bill and Todd here helping you in the Fantasy Football Playoffs. And yes, it is time for Bumps and Bruises. Who went down with an injury in Week 13? We're about to tell you. Luckily, wasn't anyone too serious, Todd?
No, it wasn't that bad. I mean, honestly, the last couple of weeks haven't been terrible on the injury front. We talked about it before. You know, if you're pretty comfortable with your roster heading into the fantasy playoffs, not a lot has changed. No bye weeks, no injuries, major injuries, so all is good. Let's start off at the quarterback position, Bill. Brandon Whedon. I mean, I don't think a lot of people were starting Brandon Whedon this week. He did perform nicely for fantasy managers out there, but he has a concussion. What's his status moving forward, Bill?
To be honest with you, no one is sure yet. We don't know if Brandon Whedon's going to play. We don't know if Jason Campbell's healthy enough to play. I mean, they're playing the Patriots this weekend. They signed who did they sign? Caleb Haney today?
What?
Does that name ring a bell?
Bears. Wasn't he the Bears guy a couple years ago?
Oh, was he the Bears? I thought he was with the Chiefs. I think you're right. He was with the Bears. I think that's who they signed today, Caleb Haney.
Great.
Yeah. But, you know.
Add him to that Browns shirt.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
The Browns jersey?
Yeah, Cleveland Browns signed quarterback Caleb Haney with Jason Campbell and Brandon Whedon concussed, according to the Cleveland Plain Dealer.
Good Lord. Didn't he come in a key Bears playoff game?
He did. It was against the Packers, and Cutler tapped out, and Maurice Jones-Drew sent out a couple tweets saying, you know, Cutler's kind of a baby for not playing. He has, you know, he's not a good teammate and stuff like that. And there was a big controversy. And then, you know, of course, MJD sat out the following season and, told him not being a good teammate.
Yeah. So Brandon Whedon concussed. Another guy that's concussed, Christian Ponder, Bill, another guy that you're not starting in any fantasy leagues. No.
That's right.
Big deal there.
No.
Who else do we have?
Geno Smith and Matt Sims. You know, it's a little bit back and forth. Todd, you sound horrible. A little bit back and forth with who's starting and who's getting the most playing time. Last week we saw Geno Smith get taken out of the game. The Jets do say that Smith will be the starter again this week, but that's not saying that he's going to finish the whole game. Once again, not a whole lot of fantasy relevance here.
The fantasy relevance here is start a defense against him.
Oh, that's very true.
Because this guy stinks.
And that's the Oakland Raiders this weekend. And I'm so happy the Jets are playing to the level that we expected them to
be
playing.
Bill, we bashed the Jets all August.
Yeah, of course.
And then they kind of made us eat a little crow the first month or two. Yeah. They were like hanging around 500. Well, here comes the death spiral.
Right.
They've lost three in a row. They look terrible. Three points in each of their last two games, and they just look bad. So it's going to all fall apart. It's already falling apart for the Jets. Thank God. Could you imagine if the Jets had snuck into the playoffs?
Todd, for weeks I've been saying I will do whatever it takes to make sure the Jets don't make the playoffs, whether that means running onto the field naked during a kick return or, you know, I don't know, with anything that was illegal but not dangerous to anyone else other than myself. I would have done it so the Jets don't make the playoffs.
Well, luckily you probably won't have to do any of those things because they're
They're just doing it on their own.
Another quarterback situation to keep an eye on, as we've been talking about, is the whole Packers mess. Scott Tolzien, Matt Flynn, Aaron Rodgers. Who's starting this week? Do we know yet?
Well, listen, the thing about Aaron Rodgers is this. I don't know if the Packers are making the playoffs, and if they don't, I don't really see a need why they should bring back Aaron Rodgers. And
Here's the deal.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry to interrupt. Here's the deal. You know, this is where we do have to – this time of year, you do have to take a look. Reality football and fantasy football actually intertwine quite a bit because you got to look at the records of these teams. The Packers are 5-6-1. Mm-hmm. They pretty much have to win out to make the playoffs more than likely, right?
Right.
Because I don't think 8-7-1 is going to get them in. Somebody else in the NFC in the wild card is going to be 9-7. So they're going to have to win out. And – you know, the second that they're eliminated, why bring back Aaron Rodgers at all? Like, if they lose this week, which pretty much knocks them out of the playoffs, maybe not technically, but, you know, more than likely, mm-hmm. why in the world would they bring him back this season?
And the same thing goes with the teammate Randall Cobb. I just can't see them getting it in.
Yeah.
I can't see him making it happen.
All right. Jay Cutler, Bill, another quarterback to keep an eye on. We're waiting on his medical clearance for Week 14. What do you expect to happen here?
To be honest with you, I'm a little bit upset that Jay Cutler is going to come back this week or potentially come back, only because Josh McCown has been playing lights out. I mean, he's been playing great. Top six quarterback the last 3 weeks. And remember when Cutler came back a little bit too early the last time, he ended up hurting his ankle. Before it was his groin, now it's his ankle. And we'll see. I mean, he hasn't been medically cleared yet. That's the key. Yet being the key word. We'll see what happens in the rest of the week. You know, it's only Tuesday as we're broadcasting live on Patriots.com radio. Maybe by Thursday we should have a better idea of what's happening with Cutler and McCown.
All right. Who do we have at the running back position there, Bill?
Running backs, a lot of concussions, and two of them were on Thanksgiving. Le'Veon Bell, concussed. His helmet came off on the penultimate play of the game against the Ravens on Thursday Night Football on Thanksgiving. His status for this weekend is unclear. The scary thing about Le'Veon Bell is he doesn't remember the play that he got hit. So that's, you know, that's not good when he doesn't remember the play. Like, and now they're saying that, well, he looks good to play. I don't understand the concussion protocol. I don't know if the NFL has a uniform, no hands down, ironclad, locked down policy, procedure, whatever you want to call it, protocol, for it seems like every concussion case is different. I don't get it. He doesn't remember the play where he got hit, but he looks good to play this week. Give me a break. Either you want these players to be healthy and have longevity after their football days are over, or you just want to, you know, fill the stadium and try to win ball games in the present. But they have to make a decision. Because right now, they're just being two-faced, and I hate two-faced people.
Yeah, I hear you. Who else is on the injury report for running backs, Bill?
Rashad Jennings, also concussion on Thanksgiving, where his status for this weekend is unclear. C.J. Spiller suffered an ankle injury on Sunday, but he still had a big day. He was able to finish strong, no problem there. Moving over to wide receivers, Todd Demaryius Thomas of the Denver Broncos left the game briefly with a shoulder injury. The good news is he was able to finish the game. And then guess what? Percy Harvin, Seattle Seahawks, his hip flared up in practice this week. He missed a Monday night game against the Saints, and they may bench him until the playoffs. That is directly from the source, which is Pete Carroll.
Is it safe to drop Percy Harvin, Bill?
I think so.
Yeah. I think that, you know, we just talked about how Seattle is going to have everything wrapped up here very soon. Why risk this guy who's clearly still not 100%? You could rest him for another month, Bill.
Yeah.
Because they're going to have a bye. I mean, they're not going to play a home game until, what, January 11th? Something like that?
Yeah, probably.
You know? That's a month. That's a month and eight days from now.
It's only a month away.
I know. Yeah, well, the wild card weekend, I think, is like January 4th and 5th. You know, today's December 3rd, so we got a month. I don't know. I might be dropping Percy Harvin for one of my playoff teams here because I don't see him gonna. I can't, even if he comes back, Bill. I can't see myself using him.
Yeah, I know.
Trusting him. You know, my hope was that he would have had a couple games under his belt by now, and then I could make a good determination as to whether or not he's someone I can trust or not. But
can't even do that.
Can't trust him, Bill. Who do we have at the tight end position on the injury report?
All right, a couple tight ends to get to here. Delanie Walker of the Tennessee Titans suffered a concussion. Speaking of concussions, Jordan Reed of the Washington Redskins had a concussion going into this game. He had a headache during warm-ups, so he sat out Sunday night against the New York Giants. And then Julius Thomas sat out for the second week in a row with a knee injury. I'm starting to get a little bit concerned about JT.
That one's big. Well, he practiced last week, Bill, right?
That's what's interesting. Because, listen, we didn't expect him to play against the Broncos. But when you see him as
–
right. We didn't expect him to see when the Broncos took on the Pats. But when you see him in practice last week, you say to yourself, all right, well, maybe he's only a limited participant, but they're just probably trying to gauge what he can do and what he can't do. And then when you see he's a full participant on Friday, you're like, oh, great, he's playing. And then he doesn't play on Sunday, and you're like, well, what happened?
Yeah. I don't get it because it's a huge game. I mean, you know, it's not like it's not like they were playing the Jets or the Bills or something. I mean, they were playing the Chiefs basically for home field advantage.
Right.
And he didn't play. I mean, that's saying something. You'd think that if he could have played at all, he would have been in there.
I know. And I really need Julius Thomas back in my lineup desperately.
Yeah. Who else do we have in tight end position, Bill?
That was it.
Oh, well, there's one more guy, Kevin. And Bill.
There's no delay of game. We didn't let the team go because we were stretching out balls.
What? Yeah. What was he even talking about?
Well, I was going to tie that into Vernon Davis's groin injury.
Yeah. Well, Vernon Davis, listen, if you didn't see
he had his balls stretched a little.
Yeah, he certainly did.
Balls feel good. That ball there had silicone on it.
I don't know what Ed Hockley was talking about there, but Bill, Vernon Davis. I mean, it was a full grip. Full grip grab. I mean, he really got it.
Kevin, one more. Do you have the Ed Hockley one more time?
There's no delay of game. We didn't let the team go because we were stretching out balls.
We didn't let the team go because we were stretching out balls. What is he talking about? Like, what could he have possibly been talking about?
Tony Brown.
Personal foul. 69, offense. He was giving them the business.
Giving them the business, baby. 69 was giving them the business. I love that one, too. That's a classic. But, I mean, I don't know what Hockley was talking about. What does stretching out balls mean?
Did he say stretching out balls or stretching our balls?
If he was stretching.
There's no delay of game. We didn't let the team go because we were stretching out balls. It is fourth down. Reset the play clock to 25 seconds.
I don't know. Kevin, like, do you have any idea what that could possibly meant?
I don't know. Yeah, I think he probably meant to say we were... Because if you guys noticed, between snaps, especially when there was, like, a TV timeout and stuff, what they were doing was they were keeping the ball, like, ready for play on the field, like they always do, like, on the hash mark or whatever.
Right.
And they were covering it with a towel. I don't know if you guys picked up on that. It was just a little weird thing.
It was raining.
So, I don't know. It must have had something to do with, like, you know, a delay in getting a new ball in ready for play that was dry or something like that. But I have no idea where the stretching came from. I mean, everyone makes mistakes. I mean, I can't talk. That's for sure.
I mean, do you think he was just trying to say we were drying up our balls?
Maybe. That would have been even funnier. I was drying my balls.
You should, Kevin, you need to splice together Ed Hockley's comment with Bill's comment earlier in the show.
Yeah,
about large black ones.
Yeah,
that would be gotcha. Funny.
Big, bald, and black.
There's no delay of game. We didn't let the team go because we were stretching out balls.
Absolutely incredible. I mean, it can't get much better than that. 855-728-7500 waiver wire report coming up, but I do want to take
some tight pants you got on.
I want to take our next caller from Todd in Jacksonville. He's in a 10-team PPR. What's up, Todd? Yo, Todd, man.
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on, brother?
So I hear Phil's dilemma or his problem when they drafted. My first four rounds, I went Ray Rice, Chris Johnson, Aaron Rodgers, and Roddy White.
Oh.
Coming out of the draft, I thought I was pretty good. And
of
all
course.
Four, I only have one left on my roster, Chris Johnson.
That's tough, man.
What's your record in that league?
8-4.
There you go. So,
good for you. Good for you.
That's from listening to you guys, making some nice waiver moves and picking up guys like my quarterback now is Nick Foles and Keenan Allen and guys like that. So.
Hey, that's why we're here, to man, because you probably drafted some of those guys based on our advice, so we're here to help you pick up the pieces when they don't work out as expected. So you made the playoffs. Congratulations. How can we help you today?
Hey, I just have a question. Some waiver moves and or possible defensive moves.
Okay.
So my team right now, I have Nick Foles and Eli Manning. I'm going to be dropping Eli because it's fucking terrible.
Sure.
And hoping I'm going to be able to get, maybe pick up Romo instead to keep him away from some of these other guys. But guy I'm playing right now, he's got RG3, and he did all right. He did pretty good last week, but he's been kind of shaky. My running backs are Chris Johnson, Shane Vereen, Ridley, Le'Veon Bell, and Bilal Powell. Now, Monte Ball is on the wire. Would you drop Powell of the ball?
Yes.
Definitely, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And I have a wide receiver. I've got Dez, Cruz, Allen, Burleson, and Harvin. The reason why I'm hanging on to Harvin is because keeper league as well. So I'm hanging on to him for possibly the next 2 years.
Okay. Well, how many, wait, before we decide that, tell us a little bit about your keeper rules.
Keeper rules are anyone drafted around 1-3 cannot be kept.
Okay.
Anyone drafted around 4-6 kept for 1 year, 7 and beyond, including free agents, kept for 2 years.
Where'd you get Harvin?
He was a free agent, so I picked him up right after the draft.
Where'd you get Keenan Allen?
Keenan Allen, he was also a free agent.
Right, so... I put them in the same category for next year, to be honest with you. Keenan Allen.
I also have Randall Cobb. We have a reserve spot. My reserve spot.
Yeah, so I'm not that concerned about keeping Percy Harvin. This guy has never played in 16 games. Only once he's done it, actually, and he's never been a 1,000-yard receiver. The Seattle Seahawks are a run-first team anyway. You're in the playoffs this year. Let's worry about this year and not worry about keeping Percy Harvin for next year.
Do you want to keep him even for a trade pick? For like draft pick? Because I already have guys wanting to snatch him off me.
Well, who would you drop? Nate Burleson?
I was thinking about dropping Burleson, and there's guys out on the wire Roddy's on the wire. Is he still there? Do you believe in him at all?
I don't mind Roddy White. He's got a good matchup this weekend against the Packers. He finally showed me something last week.
Julian Edelman.
I'd pick up Edelman.
But I already have three Patriots. I have Ridley, Vereen, and Gronk.
That's all right. Listen, the Patriots are firing on all cylinders right now. This is the time to have them. It wasn't in September when they were beating the Jets, 12-9. Now is the time to have them.
So would you drop Manning, Powell, and Burleson for Ball, Edelman, and Roddy?
I'd drop Burleson and Powell, and I'd get Edelman and Roddy. Yes, I would. Todd, would you make that move?
Or those two moves? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I would.
And would you try to get Romo from Eli or for the other third guy?
Is Cutler available?
Hold on. I'm picking it right now.
Listen. You can get Romo. Yeah. I like Romo better than Cutler, but just keep an eye on Cutler because I do like their schedule.
Romo's got a pretty decent schedule too, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. But you know what? He's had a good schedule the last couple weeks, and he's been very, very disappointing. I mean, for him to have the kind of numbers that he had against the Giants and the Raiders is very frustrating. Because you expect him to play like a top six quarterback when he's taking on the Raiders, and instead he puts up like 15 points.
Right.
Since his big 50-yard game, and Todd told me this a little bit earlier in the day, since his big 50-yard game, He's only had one game of only 20 of over 20 points. Quarterback should be getting 20 points every week. It's not difficult.
Romo, two out of his last seven over 20 points.
Two out of his last seven. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Terrible. But yeah, listen, you're using him as a backup, and he does have the name and the people are familiar with him, so that is good defense by you, preventing your opponents from getting them.
All right, last question. For this week, would you I have the 49ers defense. Would you try to pick up the Oakland Raiders defense or control the 49ers?
I would absolutely go with the Raiders. I mean, the Jets are just giving away points to defenses.
All right.
It's not as bad as the butt fumble, but, I mean, it's pretty close. I don't know who you're going to drop because I know you're picking up Roddy White. I know you're picking up Edelman and Monte Ball. But you find someone to drop. I mean, I don't care if you drop the 49ers this week. Get them back next week.
All right, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, Todd. Best of luck to you. Congratulations on making the playoffs. Sticking with the phone lines, we're going to DJ in Fort Lauderdale. Yo, DJ, pump this party.
Yo, pumping it up. Thanks, guys, for helping me get to at least the playoffs 2 years in a row and the Super Bowl last year.
That is what we do, my friend. I'm glad to help you out. We're going to try to get you the championship. I know we got you the Super Bowl last year. We got to get you that championship this year. You made it this far, and we're going to help you do that.
Yeah, I'm dying for it. I knocked out Toasty Dosty, so he's done.
Yeah.
I was wondering why he didn't text me this week at 12:55.
Yeah, no more of those.
Yeah, a little crazy. So, I had to send him a text. I'm like, dude, listen, I have no problem helping you out. But 12:55 on a Sunday, 5 minutes before the game start, you know, you have all week to get your lineup set. Why do you wait to the last 3 minutes, my busiest time of the week? But, you know, that's a story for another day.
Yeah, he's a chronic overthinker.
Well, that's why he's out and you're in. So what can we help you with today?
Exactly. So I've ridden out the whole season with Romo. And just like you guys were just saying, man, I'm worried he's going to put up like a 15 in my playoffs. And the only people that are available on the waiver wire are Alex Smith and your boy Jay Cutler.
Well, listen, we don't know if Jay Cutler's playing yet. So we're taking a pause on him. Alex Smith, though... The matchup's there for him. I mean, he's playing against the Redskins, and he's very consistent. Romo's taking on the Bears Monday night game. I kind of like Romo just a hair better than Alex Smith. Just because
Alex Smith, last 3 weeks, 22, 23, 24 fantasy points.
You're killing me, Todd.
Two of those are against the Broncos.
That's a good point.
Good point.
I mean, this game is against Washington. Very easy team. But I'm going to stick with Romo on Monday night.
Okay. And my second question is my flex, which is what I'm asking you guys about every week. I have a plethora of mediocre receivers and Chris Ivory.
Well, I'm not going with Chris Ivory anymore. He's dead to me.
Okay, well, I've got Nick.
He's dead to me.
Streeter.
Yeah. Nick Streeter.
Yeah.
And I like Riley Cooper.
I like Riley Cooper. I haven't ranked
him. Oh, and Emmanuel Sanders. Emmanuel Sanders as well.
I like in this order. I like Cooper, Streeter, Sanders. Nick's last.
Okay.
All right.
And lastly, you guys are liking Oakland's defense this week, right?
Yes, we are. I like Oakland's defense for sure.
Well, I will see you guys in the championship. Go Pats.
Hey, we love hearing from you, DJ. Congratulations on making the playoffs, and best of luck to you in Week 14.
All right, have a good one.
All right. Todd, one more caller before we take a break. Andre in New York City is in a 12-teamer standard scoring league. What's up, Andre?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you doing?
What's going on, dude?
Good. Got a couple questions for you. I made the playoffs in all three of my leagues.
Congrats. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm definitely pumped about that. I'm on a little bit of a hole in my first playoff league because the way I did my playoffs was 13, 14, 15, and 16. So you have to do a heads-up double match for the championship.
All right.
And the guy that I played this week, of course, he had Peyton Manning and Eric Decker. So that was like 75 points combined.
Oh.
So I lost that one. So now I have this week and pretty much
outscore them.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
By like 40 points. So.
Right.
My question for this league is I got Nick Foles, Matt Forte, Zach Stacy, Torrey Smith, Larry Fitz, I'm not sure about my tight end yet, and then Harry Douglas in the flex.
All right.
You think I should... All right, so my first question is for tight end. I got Julius Thomas and Jason Witten. Jason Witten plays Monday night, and Julius Thomas plays Sunday at 4, but I'm not sure who to start because Julius Thomas is kind of banged up.
Is it right. a PPR league?
No, it's standard. And he's got Peyton Manning, so I don't know if I should throw Julius Thomas in there, hoping that he won't throw to Decker again for another 4 touchdowns.
Todd, are we using Julius Thomas this week over Jason Witten?
Well, the good news is that he can wait till the last second to decide.
Well, let's assume that he's active.
If he's active and the practice reports look good,
yeah.
I mean, it's only Tuesday. The other guy has Manning, huh?
Right.
Yeah.
I do want him to
and you need to make up a huge deficit here?
I definitely think so because his other team is not really that good. I think he's only got his running back is like Maurice Jones-Drew and Ryan Matthews. His wide receiver is Brandon LaFell and Aaron Decker.
Okay.
Tight end Greg Olson. So he really doesn't have a really good team besides those two guys.
Right, right. I think I'd go with Julius Thomas, assuming that he's okay. Because remember, the Titans do an excellent job of shutting down opposing wide receivers. So maybe Julius Thomas as a tight end actually has a big game. But, of course, it matters, like Todd said. It matters about the practice report, and it matters if he's active on Sunday.
Yeah.
Sure. So I'm sorry, we can't give you a definitive answer on that one, but I'm leaning toward Julius Thomas.
Yeah, because at least if Peyton Manning's playing, he's going to throw to either one of them or somebody.
Right.
All right, and then another question for that league is, do you think because I got Matt Forte and Zach Stacy and Harry Duncan in the flex, do you think I should sit Rashad Jennings down this week playing against that Jets and they give up the fewest points?
You have Zach Stacy. You have to repeat that again. You're breaking
up a little bit. I got Zach Stacy, Matt Forte starting right now, and then Harry Douglas in the flex.
Yeah.
And then on my bench, I have Rashad Jennings and Brandon Bolden.
Well, you know, Rashad Jennings has a concussion. We're not sure of his status yet. That's another. You know, it's tough on Tuesday.
Yeah.
We don't know if these guys are practicing yet, and we don't know if they cleared the medical staff. Right now, I'm going to tell you no. Sit Rashad Jennings,
yeah.
And I'll probably tell you to stick with Stacy and Forte and Douglas anyway. But right now, it's a no contest because I'm under the assumption that Jennings isn't playing.
Right. Exactly. All right.
All right.
And my other money league, 9-4. I'm in third place.
Nice.
The guys in front of me, they got the first round bye, so I'm forced to play this week.
That's all right.
I got a waiver request right in now with for Ray Rice. I'm dropping Nate Burleson for Ray Rice. I got a couple holes here. My quarterback is Russell Wilson, Torrey Smith. Then my other wide receiver is empty, Reggie Bush. Running back's empty. And then I got Antonio Gates and Zach Stacy.
Okay.
My bench is Rashard Jennings, Keenan Allen. I picked up Doug Baldwin last minute last night because Percy Harvin was out. He did really well. Eli Manning, Darren McFadden, and Nate Burleson. Who should I plug in there in that wide receiver and running back spot?
All right. I heard Keenan Allen's name. I heard Eli Manning's name. But just give us your running backs and give us your wide receivers.
Yeah. All right. So I can either put in Keenan Allen or Doug Baldwin in the wide receiver spot.
Keenan Allen.
And then
who is the flex?
My running back, it could either be hopefully I get that waiver request in so I could drop Nate Burleson and pick up Ray Rice. But it would either be Ray Rice or Rashad Jennings.
Yeah, I mean, you need Ray Rice because I don't know if Jennings is going to play. No one else is better than Ray Rice right now? You don't have anyone on your team. Who are your starting running backs?
Reggie Bush and Zach Stead. But I got
All right. I mean, listen, so you're using it as a flex. I don't mind. Is it a PPR league?
No, it's standard too.
Oh, dude. I don't know about Ray Rice then.
Yeah.
You might want to just go with a guy that's...
Okay, what do you think about...
That's tough, man. Listen, Ray Rice in a non-PPR league, he's just not doing it. It's just, I'm sorry, he's not. I do like him better than Jennings, because I don't know if Jennings is going to play, but I'm almost tempted to say go with Mike Tolbert, because we know he's going to get goal line carries, and D'Angelo Williams doesn't look like he's going to play again.
Right.
That's what Ray Rice has become this year. I'm comparing him to Mike Tolbert.
Now, what,
although he is playing against the Vikings, you know what? Stick with Ray Rice, even in the non-PPR, if he's going to do it anytime.
What a flip-flop.
He's going to do it this week.
I hope
so. I'm allowed to flip-flop mid-sentence. Don't worry about it, Kev. I'm trying to help out my boy Dre.
Word. And do you think that I should, I mean, I could even move Zach Stacy to the running back spot, so I have Stacy and Reggie, and then for my wide receiver flex, I could throw in Keenan Allen and Doug Baldwin.
No, Doug Baldwin, he's going to be a hit or miss. I would go with Keenan Allen. I would go with Ray Rice. I think that's the move you should make. All right, Andre, appreciate the phone call. We are way overdue for a break. We're going to do our waiver wire report when we come back and also take more of your emails, more of your calls. That's all coming up next. Fantasy Football Champs, Patriots.com Radio.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go. Go. That's it. Come on. Kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown! Ha-ha!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call ** NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets. With free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochere. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Win your fantasy league and your trophy too. It's FF Champs, FF Champs for you. News, advice, rankings, and expert advice too. FF Champs is for you.
FFChamps.com, ensuring you win from draft to playoffs. FFChamps.com, extraordinary results for fantasy football dominance.
Hey guys, I never really got football, but ever since my parents switched to Verizon Fios, I'm a total expert. Fios internet is super fast, so I can stream football movies, download highlights.
Hey, sweetie, I need help with my fantasy lineup.
Dad, I'm doing my video blog.
Sorry.
Anyway, with Fios, the TV picture is crystal clear, so not now. Listen, Fios is 100% fiber optic, so everything's faster than ever, which leaves me time to do other things, like hanging that do not disturb sign on my door.
Upgrade your game this holiday season. Switch to a Fios Triple Play Online for just $79.99 a month, guaranteed for the first year, plus a $300 holiday bonus with a two-year agreement. Visit gottogetfios.com today for America's fastest, most reliable internet. Technology that lets you rise to greatness. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by Metabank, member FDIC. Fios available in select areas. Limited time offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a two-year agreement and ends 1/18/14. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply.
Free agents, pickups, or waiver wire claims.
Man, I'm glad I called that guy.
The names may be different in your league, but the players are the same. The Fantasy Football Champs are here with the roster moves you should make this week.
All right, welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio. Bill Enright, Todd DeVries, it is week 14 of the NFL. That means the fantasy playoffs have arrived. And when they're talking about the fantasy playoffs, Todd, some people think about the waiver wire as an afterthought, but it actually can help you maybe not find starters for your lineup, but at least prevent your opponents from getting starters. And also, defenses and kickers, hey, they score points too. And we kind of ignore them during the regular season, but every little point matters when it comes to the playoffs.
Absolutely, Bill. This is actually, during the commercial break, I was taking a gander at the free agents available in my league as well.
Nice.
Might be getting on the Raiders' defensive bandwagon here, Bill. We'll get into the defenses here in just a second. But let's start with the quarterbacks. Who should people be looking at this time of year?
All right, so the quarterbacks that I like, Jay Cutler, we mentioned him a little bit earlier in the show. We don't know if he's going to come back this week, but the Bears do have a really good schedule. And then also Carson Palmer and Alex Smith, both of them have been playing really well. Maybe you're using a guy like Tony Romo, you want to prevent, or maybe your opponent's using a guy like Tony Romo, you want to prevent him from getting a solid quarterback off the waivers this week. Carson Palmer, Alex Smith would be two of those guys.
Can I throw a sneaky one in here for
yeah.
those of you in deep leagues?
Go ahead.
This is maybe you disagree on this. You're really going to have some garbage on your roster to do this. But if you have Nick Foles,
yeah,
would it be smart to handcuff him with Mike Vick?
Why?
Vick is healthy, and the schedule's beautiful for the next 3 weeks.
I never thought about that.
I mean, I'm not saying it's some amazing move to make, but if you have Foles and you've got a couple guys that are just serving you no good whatsoever, you have Percy Harvin or somebody on your roster. I don't know. Something to think about.
Something to think about. You know what? I guess if Nick Foles has been carrying you and you have some roster space, I'd go for Mike Vick, I guess.
I mean, he could be a guy that could explode if he gets a start.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got the, not this week, of course, Foles is healthy, but then they've got the Vikings and the Bears.
Yeah, there you go.
There's some good matchups there. At the running back position, Bill, a couple guys to keep an eye on. We've been talking about these guys all year long, especially the past couple of weeks anyway. Monte Ball from the Denver Broncos, Joik Bell from the Detroit Lions, and Donald Brown from the Colts.
Hey, all of these guys, Todd, they're pretty much handcuffs, and you have to have your handcuffs during the fantasy football playoffs. Now, if you make it to the championship and your running back is fine, you can cut bait with the handcuffs because there's only one more game left. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then you can make some moves. But until then, keep your handcuffs.
Wide receiver position, Bill. This is slim pickings, my man.
It's tough, Todd.
Who are you pulling out of the darkness here? Because there's three names here that you have to be in a pretty deep league to consider these guys.
Andre Holmes, Cordarrelle Patterson, and Ted Ginn Jr. All three of these guys had big games in Week 13. The only reason why I'm putting them out there, you never know who's going to get hot in December. And I'd hate to not mention these players, and then you call me next week and say, Bill, this guy, he beat me with Cordarrelle Patterson because, Christian Ponder threw four times for 58 yards, and three of them happened to be touchdowns to Patterson. I don't want that to happen. So I'm just, alerting people out there of these three players.
Gotcha. Tight end position, some intriguing names that are probably available out there in your league. Zach Ertz, as we mentioned earlier, he was the tight end champ last week. 5 catches, 68 yards, and 2 scores.
Yep.
And like we just talked about with the Eagles, they've got a pretty nice schedule coming up here. And then Dennis Pitta. Remember him, Bill?
Hey, listen. I loved Dennis Pitta coming into the season before the injury. When Anquan Boldin left, I knew Pitta would become the move the chains kind of guy. He might play this week, and he might be the best waiver wire option this week. To be perfectly honest with you, he could be someone that you plug right into your lineup.
Possibly. I mean, I think that Joik Bell, Monte Ball, and Donald Brown, they're gone in all of my leagues. So there are some leagues out there. We heard from some emailers and some callers where some of those guys were still available, like Monte Ball. But if those guys aren't around, I agree with you, man. Dennis Pitt is very intriguing. Very intriguing.
That's what I think too, yeah.
Now, would I plug him in my starting lineup right away? No.
No.
But I would stash him.
Yep.
And this is if you want to do a defensive move, if you already have a stud tight end, of course. This is a purely defensive move. Or if you have, some issues at the tight end position, then it's a guy you can maybe consider starting next week in, weeks 15 and 16, perhaps.
Totally. Yep.
Yep. How about the defenses, Bill? This is the time of year you're trying to maximize every single point. Who are the defenses to look at this week?
I love the Oakland Raiders versus the New York Jets. The Jets are a turnover machine, and they give up a lot of sacks, and their special teams isn't that good. So I like the Oakland Raiders. I also like the New England Patriots against the Cleveland Browns. We don't know who's playing quarterback for the Browns this weekend. Likely will be Jason Campbell or Brandon Whedon. Either one, good matchup for the Pats there. And then the Pittsburgh Steelers versus the Miami Dolphins. We know their offensive line is absolutely depleted thanks to the Richie Incognito scandal with Jonathan Martin. So I like the Steelers versus the Dolphins.
There you go. There's the waiver wire report.
That's it. I mean, hey, it's you can't forget about the waiver wire just because it's the playoffs. That being said, make sure that you're dancing with the girl that brought you.
Yeah, this isn't the time to get cute.
Right. Don't get cute.
One of our emailers talked about it earlier, and it actually happened to me in another league, Bill. Last week, I have some serious wide receiver issues, but I grabbed Nate Burleson off the wire, plugged him in on Thursday.
Oh.
One target, zero catches.
Zero fantasy points.
I got a little cute there. Now, my other options weren't great, but still. It's a lesson learned that you can't get too crazy here. So those guys we just talked about in the waiver wire are guys you can consider picking up, but hopefully you don't have to plug them right into your starting lineup.
Exactly. All right, Todd, there's about 15 minutes left in the show. What do you say we finish strong with some emails?
Absolutely. Let me see where we left off here. All right, here we go. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
The next one is from Da Fresh Boy.
Da Fresh Boy, yo.
I have two starting running back slots and one flex, so I can start three of these guys this weekend in total, non-PPR. So you're picking three, and you're benching one. Mm-hmm. MJD, no Sean Marino. DeSean Jackson, Shane Vereen.
You know, in the non-PPR, I'm benching Shane Vereen.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's the way to go.
Yeah.
Next one is from Sean. Hi, guys. I'm in a 12-team PPR with three wide receivers. I have a few players to choose from for the flex. I have LeSean McCoy, but I'm not sure which player to go with him in the RB2 spot. I have Danny Woodhead, Mendenhall. What is he talking about?
Woodhead. Here? No-brainer. It's Woodhead. It's a full-point PPR. I'm going with Woodhead.
I'm just reading the rest of his email. It's a little confusing. He talks about... his wide receiver position. Do you understand what his question is there? Doug Baldwin, Greg Jennings, Terrence Williams, Robert Woods?
I have no idea.
It looks like his email got a little jumbled up there.
He still thinks J.J. Arrington's on the Cardinals, so. Do you remember J.J. Arrington?
Yeah, I do.
It's Ellington.
J.J. Arrington from California.
Bust. What a bust he was. Oh, my God.
He was a bust.
Yeah.
All right.
Listen, it's a no-brainer. Go with Woodhead.
Next one is from our boy in Oslo, Norway.
All right.
Can we pronounce his name now?
The Norwegian.
Do you remember how to pronounce his name?
Joachim.
Right. Right. We got
it. Joachim. It's Joachim.
Joachim Noah. Yeah, no, Joachim Noah. He said you pronounce it like Joachim Noah's name, right?
Yeah, right.
It's Joachim Noah, right?
A.K.A. the Norwegian.
Right. He says, I need the truth.
Need a quarterback. I don't know if you can handle
it. Need a quarterback this week. I've been playing Romo for a couple weeks, and now he sucks.
Well, that's true.
The guys I can choose from are Alex Smith versus Washington, Andy Dalton versus the Colts, Joe Flacco, Jay Cutler if he plays, Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I can't do it. I can't put in Alex Smith over Tony Romo.
Dance with the girl that got you here.
I know, and Romo's barely been getting you there. It's so tough for me. I have Romo ranked 7th, Alex Smith ranked 9th. It's so close. But I can't pull the trigger on that.
I think if I was in the playoffs and I was in his spot, I think I would continue with Romo and just hope for the best.
Yeah.
He also has tight end problems with Orange Julius injured. Should I pick up Dennis Pitta for this week?
Listen, if Julius Thomas doesn't play, there's no saying that Dennis Pitt is playing, so I'd rather go with a little bit of a safer option.
Okay.
We don't know if Dennis Pitt is playing.
We're not sure yet.
That's right.
Yeah. Truth. And so it's possible that he could pick up Dennis Pitta and then have two guys that aren't going to play.
Correct.
And then have to pick up a third guy.
Right.
Or drop, you know, something.
Yes.
All right, next one is from Josh in Stratford, Connecticut.
Good truth.
Hey, guys, it's Josh again. I and a whole bunch of what?
Hey guys, it's Josh again. You know, like just it's like an Eeyore email. Hey guys, Josh again.
All right, he's 10-3.
I have a whole bunch of changes going into the playoffs.
He's 10-3, Bill, in a 12-man league, and he's in first place.
I mean, he should be excited about that.
He's in first place in his standard league. I just want to hear your input on my lineup and who I should be playing going into my flex in the playoffs.
Right.
You guys are still hashtag the truth.
Absolutely.
So, his starters are Alex Smith, No'Shawn Moreno, Frank Gore, Brandon Marshall, Denarius Thomas. In the flex, he's got Shane Vereen, Antonio Gates at tight end, Bailey in the Patriots defense. On the bench, Bill, he could plug in any of these guys in the flex if you need. Monte Ball, Aaron Dobson, Michael Crabtree, Nate Burleson, Tavon Austin, Terrence Williams.
He can drop Monte Ball and Terrence Williams. I mean, excuse me, I'm sorry. He can drop Aaron Dobson and Terrence Williams. And maybe he wants to pick up another tight end. I'd pick up Ladarius Green because he's been playing better than Antonio Gates. I would also pick up maybe a second defense and maybe a quarterback. I like Alex Smith's matchup this week, but maybe Jay Cutler's out there. I like his schedule the rest of the way, too. I'd cut bait on Dobson and Terrence Williams, and I'd go with Cutler. I'd go with Cutler and maybe a defense.
Got it. Bill, I understand we have a phone call. You want to take the call?
Yeah, go ahead. I have to do that, don't I? All right, hold on. Hey, Olivier.
I am back.
Holy, whoa. Let's slow it down. I'm very excited that you're back, but you can't yell into my ears like that. I have such a headache.
Oh, I'm Olivier. So sorry. I had the same issue when I was in the studio before.
Kevin, pull him down. He's got to come down a little bit. He's so hot right now.
I'm sorry.
He's but Kev, did you do that or did he do that?
I did it.
Thanks, Kev. Olivier, where the hell have you been?
Well, so, you know, last week, I've been listening faithfully to your
Don't BS a BSer, Olivier. If you've been listening faithfully, you would have been calling us, you'd be tweeting us, you'd be emailing us. You haven't been listening, and I know that for a fact. I got the Reuters report, all my ratings.
That's not true. I've been listening to your podcast, and I've heard last week, where is he? So, I had to call.
Okay, all right. So you have been listening.
But it's on tweet, but I will be sending emails for sure going forward.
Well where have traveling. You been?
I've been
where?
Traveling. I've been to Madrid, Barcelona, Brussels, Rome, Milan, London. And I should have actually called when I was on the road, but unfortunately things happened with customers and so on. I couldn't make it because of time zones. So I apologize.
Olivier, it sounds like you were the U.S. Secretary of State with all
he's
that.
He's the international man of mystery, Bill.
It's
you
crazy.
Know,
I believe that if I had been the Secretary of State, I would have done a much better job than what we've done so far.
Is that a shot at Hillary Clinton?
John Kerry? Kerry, whatever his
name
is.
Oh, John Kerry now. Yeah, it was Hillary Clinton. All right, so Olivia, I guess you're not playing fantasy football, though.
Yes, I am. I'm still doing this gridiron thing, and, I mean, this week, I think I got thrashed last week, and this week I'm looking for some good, some good matchup. So I chose Manning for this week as well as Nick Foles. I think he's got a probably good matchup against
Manning and Foles are both very good options. Who else?
Yeah. I've kept the running back for the Chiefs. Even though he didn't really produce a lot for me, but I think this week he's got a good matchup against
Jamal Charles is on fire, over 100 yards combined last week, and a touchdown. I don't know what you're talking about that didn't produce.
In terms of points for that fantasy league, it's not a lot. But
Okay.
And then, from a wide receivers, I went with the Cleveland Brown.
Josh Gordon.
Yeah, Josh Gordon, exactly, like Flash Gordon. And then the other kid from from Chicago, that seems to be
Alshon Jeffrey.
Marshall. Yeah,
that's right. Listen, but, Olivier, I am so happy to hear from you. I have about 15 more emails. I only have 5 minutes left in the show. I know our producer Kevin wants to get on the line. Call back on Thursday. We'll talk to you some more. We'll hear about more of your vacation and your traveling.
Sounds good, guys. Thank you taking my call. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for calling in. We certainly appreciate that. Our good friend Olivier, the international man of mystery, is back. I love it.
Yeah, he needs to send us more delicious treats.
That's right.
The last year he was sending us all sorts of good stuff.
All right, where did we leave off here? Let's continue.
Next one is Dan. He says, hello, Mr. and Mr. Truth.
Well, at least he didn't say Mrs. Truth, because that means he'd be...
Todd would be the Mrs., clearly.
That's right, I was just going to say, he'd be inferring that you were the female, Todd. Yes, you know that's the way it is, but luckily he didn't do that. I'd rather be a same-sex couple... then, you have to be the female. So I'm taking one for the team there.
First off, thanks for getting me this far. One of my leagues has the ridiculous 2 weeks per round playoff format, Bill. I hate that format.
Yeah.
Basically, his question is, should I make any changes to the lineup below? My opponent is Peyton Manning. Blah, blah, blah. He's the collusion guy. Remember the collusion owner?
Yes, I do remember that. And, part of this really depends on Alfred Morris and Andre Brown, Todd. Because if he can put in Pierre Garçon over, I mean, if he can put in Alfred Morris, excuse me, if he can put in Alfred Morris over Pierre Garçon, then I would go ahead and do that, but not if he locks his lineup for these 2 weeks. If he can change his lineup, then I may leave in Andre Brown, leave out Alfred Morris. But I do think Alfred Morris belongs in the lineup over Pierre Garçon. I just don't know if that Garçon move is his third wide receiver or if it's his flex.
No flex.
How you know?
Third wide receiver. Standard league, three wide receivers, no flex.
Oh, he says it?
Yeah. So he's got Bush and Andre Brown. So I don't think Alfred Morris is a factor here.
Not for this week, but I'm telling you, if it's a two-week total, it could be different. Do you, you understand what I'm saying?
If his team locks, he needs to figure out when these lineups are locked.
Because Todd, the Giants play Seattle next week.
Good point. Great point. If it's a 2 week thing, then you have to consider putting Alf in over Andre.
Right. So, listen, you gotta get back to us. I mean, we can't help. We can only help you out so much.
Last question for him: Raiders D over the Bengals?
Absolutely.
Okay. There you go. Next question is from VIP Strippers. Non-PPR, MJD versus Houston or LeSean McCoy versus Detroit or Zach Stacy versus Arizona?
McCoy, and it's not even a question. Come on.
Right. Next question is, who should I start in my standard two leagues? Both of them are in tight races for playoff spots. Team number one, Andy Dalton or Colin Kaepernick?
Dalton.
Julian Edelman, Riley Cooper, or Mike Wallace?
Ooh.
Non-PPR.
Non-PPR, I'll tell you, I'm going to go with Riley Cooper.
Wow. Great matchups for the Eagles next couple weeks.
Yeah.
Team number two, quarterback, Tom Brady, Russell Wilson.
Brady.
Flex, Chris Johnson, Gio, or Amendola?
Chris Johnson.
Non-PPR.
Yeah.
All right, we're blasting through here. We already answered this one. That's
rolling,
good.
Rolling. Keep those emails rolling, Toddy.
Oh, God. Mike, this is from Mike. Hey, guys,
you're making him read the emails, right, Bill, because he's the woman?
Oh. Speaking of that, hey, this is the last email, then we can get to all of Kevin's great questions.
I'm not doing any overtime work to help out Kevin today.
Okay. Hey, guys, happy to report I am the one seed with a bye this week, so not a specific question, but I am not sure how to manage my team going forward.
Okay.
I have very good players, but I just don't know how to choose who to play. This is a PPR league. Please help. Here is my team. Quarterback, Stafford. Running backs, Jamal Charles, Eddie Lacy. Wide receivers, Demaryius Thomas and Dez Bryant. And A.J. Green. Good Lord. Tight end, Gronk. Flex, Andre Brown. Bench. Well, he has Josh Gordon on the bench.
Well, listen. He has a bye this week. You don't have to worry about Gordon against Tlaib. But next week, you're taking out Andre Brown, who's playing the Seahawks, and you're putting in Josh Gordon. It's that simple.
I agree. There you go.
I mean, that team is phenomenal. Stafford, Charles, Lacy, Demaryius Thomas, Dez Bryant, and A.J. Green, and Gronkowski.
And Gordon.
It's got to be a six-team league, Todd, because there's no way that he could have got – listen, he got Charles in round one. We know that. Then he got Dez Bryant and A.J. Green and Demaryius – no. Either he traded or he's in a six-team or an eight-team league.
Right. All right, that's it for the emails. So now we have time for Kevin to hog the rest of the show.
Now, here's the deal with Kevin. Here's the deal. If you haven't listened to the show before, we always allow our producer, Kevin Collins, to ask us fantasy football questions related to his team, but it's only allowed in the last 5 minutes of the show.
And
so
And I haven't done it the last couple weeks, too.
We didn't have a show last couple weeks.
Well, no. One week I even wrote Bill an email kind of offline. He never even answered it, so I got to get my money's worth in now.
Kev, you know what? You're right. And now that you mention that, I totally forgot about it.
That's okay.
But if you probably would have never brought it up, I would have never remembered.
I figured it out.
We get so many emails.
No, I know. You're a big deal.
Yeah.
You're the first ever same-sex fantasy football marriage.
Something like that.
All right, whatever. Anyway, so here we go. So I'm in a pickle. I'm 7-6 in both leagues. And one league starts the playoffs this week, and the other league, there's still one more week.
One at a time.
All right, first league, I'm tied for the last playoff spot. It is a 12.
Did you just, like, break out a binder? What was that?
No. that was Todd.
Oh, all right.
I think Todd, are you still with us?
Yeah.
I thought he might have keeled over or something like that.
All right.
But Or that was like the pills he's taking for his cold or something. But anyway.
All right.
So it's a 12-team non-PPR standard league. The six teams get in.
Okay.
So I'm like tied for the last spot pretty much.
All right.
The only quirk with this one is that you get return yards, a point for every 10 punt return yards and one for every 25 kick return yards.
Love it. Love it.
So one quarterback is Brady. I'm fine with that. My kicker is Mason Crosby. I'm fine with that.
Okay.
So I have two running backs, a flex, and three wide receivers, and it's I think DeMarco Murray is a must play, right?
Yeah, of course.
So that narrows that down to basically one running back, one flex, and three wideouts, and I'm just kind of in a jumbled mess. I've got for the running backs, I've got Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis, Steven Ridley, Darren Sproles, and Ryan Matthews.
Non-PPR?
Non-PPR. Got to go with Benny, right?
Who?
Benny.
Who's that?
The law firm, Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis.
I was going to tell you to go with Matthews.
Really? Okay. He was banged up. I know Green-Ellis had a good week for me. I picked him up off the waiver wire, actually, last week and plugged him in, and he had a good week.
Yeah, good move.
Got me 13 points.
I think Matthews.
Okay.
Maybe Todd disagrees.
What do you think, Todd?
I'm leaning law firm.
Okay. So it's a split. They're close. We'll put it that way. So then I have one flex and three wideouts.
All right, well, let's do the wideouts.
All right, so I got DeSean Jackson, who I think is a must play.
In.
But then I got this just mess, this muddled mess of guys that have a little bit of value that's elevated because of the return.
We'll be the judge of that. All right. Just tell us the players.
Edelman, Jacoby Jones, Kendall Wright, Cordarrelle Patterson, and Jordy Nelson.
You have to put in Jordy Nelson, Kev.
Okay, it's been tough because he's been burning me with Aaron
Rodgers. I know, but you have.
But they're playing Atlanta too.
Yeah. You have to leave him in. So it's D-Jax and Nelson.
So
I'll tell you what, I'm going with Jacoby Jones.
Yeah. So then I got Edelman, Wright, Jacoby Jones, and Patterson.
I'm going with Jacoby Jones. Not only is he dynamite in kick return, but the last 2 weeks he's caught some really big passes. I'm actually surprised.
I was thinking of that too.
Yeah, I'm going with Jacoby Jones.
Okay, And so that leaves for the flex, I would have a choice between Kendall Wright, Edelman, Patterson, or Matthews.
Or the law firm.
The law firm.
Well, since I'm telling you to go with Matthews, I'm going to tell you to go with non-PPR, right?
Yeah, non-PPR. It's tough. Because all these guys are pretty interchangeable. None of them are great, but none of them are like
awful. How many teams are in this league? 12?
12, yeah. But
it's a tough league.
Yeah,
that's all right.
Yeah, basically, I tried to pick up guys the last couple weeks that had sort of that multi-purpose value, and I got Jones and Edelman who both return at least punts, if not kicks. You know,
I'm not going with Patterson. He's playing against the Ravens.
I've been riding him the last like 3 weeks, and he's got
he scored two touchdowns the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, he had 8 points last week, but before that he had 15, 10, and 10. So right. I've been kind of – and he had a 26 in there as well. I've been kind of sticking with him for a while, but I think I'm pulling him out this week.
I like Jacoby Jones.
Okay.
And I don't like Julian Edelman as much. I'm going to go with the law firm, I guess.
Okay.
And a non-PPR, sure.
Okay, so I got D-Jax. I got
– Nelson.
Nelson and Jacoby Jones. And then I got the law firm and Matthews and interchangeable as the flex.
This is the league that you traded away Marshawn Lynch, right?
No, this is the other league.
Oh, okay.
The league that I traded away Marshawn Lynch, I'm in the playoffs, and this is like the first week of it.
Yeah.
And then I got so I'm gonna play. That's the two quarterback league, Bill, that I kind of stunk in for a while.
Yeah.
But I got. For wide receivers, I'm pretty much. I got Andre Johnson, who I'm gonna play. I got Eric Decker, who I gotta play. The other one is a choice. I pretty much have to play Amendola. I really don't have another guy, which kind of stinks. I could go to the waiver wire, I guess. But I think I'm gonna stick with Amendola just because he's gonna get some looks at least. You know.
Well, who are your other options?
I literally have nobody else, or I get DeAndre Hopkins, who I'm not gonna play. But I could go to the waiver wire. But it's more the running back situation. So I got a flex and two running backs. One of them is going to be taken by LeSean McCoy, obviously. Mm-hmm. But the other guys are all kind of in a kind of a mixture. So I got Sproles, I got Bobby Rainey, I got Pierre Thomas, and Mark Ingram I have two spots. I was leaning towards Sproles and Rainey, but I could easily be convinced to put Pierre in instead.
Oof.
It's tough. I mean,
it's not PPR.
This was a half point PPR. That's why Sproles had a bunch of catches the other night, and it looked like he was starting to kind of take back that role in the offense after being hurt.
What do you think, Bill?
And I think Rainey, Bill, is at least the workhorse down there in Tampa, and he's playing Buffalo. I mean, I right now, as it currently stands, have Sproles and Rainey, but I have Pierre Thomas, Mark Ingram, and D'Angelo Williams on the bench.
No, I'm not going with them because I'm not going with Ingram or Pierre Thomas.
Okay.
You have Sproles in?
I have Sproles in my
mind. I would go with Pierre Thomas over Sproles.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I was curious about.
Pierre Thomas has been great this year.
Yeah, he had a dud on Monday, but
yeah, that's all right.
Yeah. All right, so I just wanted to kind of get your opinion on that because there are a bunch of backs that are just kind of like that I'm not thrilled about. So I'm kind of in a mess.
So McCoy, Rainey, and Pierre Thomas is the play.
Yeah.
All right. And keep Sproles on the bench.
Yes.
All right.
All right, Kev. Good luck.
Thanks. I'm gonna need it. I'm not liking it. I'm not liking it at all. I'm in a tough spot because, you know, for example, like last week, right? I won and I moved up a spot in the league where the playoffs start this week, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And I played Decker, who went just completely ballistic. And the kid I was playing, I mean, I felt bad because he got absolutely smoked. But he had Le'Veon Bell on the bench, who had like 25 points on his bench. And he had Alshon Jeffrey on his bench. Dude had like 80 points on the bench with those two players alone.
Wow.
So it's just such a crapshoot when you get in. Like, anybody can go off, you know? And it's like, you don't want to have one of those guys on your bench. That's why it's so important.
Yeah.
But anyway, thanks for the help.
No problem.
That's all.
Is that it?
That's it. Well, that was a lot.
That was 9 minutes worth of Kevin Collins.
It was a lot. I mean, because I got a ton of guys that are all just kind of meh, which I'm not thrilled about.
I have to say I'm not, like, thrilled with those teams.
Me neither.
No, me either.
The league where I'm in the playoffs that start this week, I don't mind it as much. I got Brady and Matt Stafford as my two quarterbacks that you have to play. And most teams only have one really good quarterback, but I got two guys that that are in the top 13 at least. And Brady, I'd argue, with the way he's been coming on, is probably a little bit better than that ranking.
They're calling for snow in Philadelphia for Matt Stafford's playing this Sunday.
Ooh, really?
Snow and or freezing rain.
Interesting.
Stafford, huh?
It's only Tuesday,
but that, just telling you.
I like my two quarterbacks. I like my stud back in McCoy. I like Andre Johnson's been good all year. Decker and Amendola are just, you know, they can put up 45 points in a week, or they could put up zero, you know, or like two or three, and it's just been really hard to kind of ride that wave.
Of course.
And when one of them has performed, I've won, and that's what's got me in the playoffs. Is more often than not, one of the two has turned in a decent week, you know? And coupled with Andre, it's been all right. But, you know, this was the league, guys, where I took, you know, it's the two-keeper league. So my first-round pick after all the keepers were kept, so that's 20 players off the board with the keepers. My first-round pick, and I had, like, the third pick or the fourth pick was Doug Martin. And so it's tough when you basically have to throw away that first-round pick, you know?
Yeah.
It's hard to overcome that when you invest that much in a guy and all of a sudden he's just off the face of the earth.
Real quick, how many touchdowns for Danny Amendola this year so far?
Off the top of my head?
Yes.
I would guess like one. Maybe. I think one. He had one long play, I think, if I remember.
He had one against the Saints and he had one in week one, I believe. So I'm going to go my answer.
Do you know the answer?
The answer is one.
Okay.
Oh, it's one against
I just
Saints.
Remember a long play again. I know. I thought he could get against Pittsburgh. Steelers. It was like a really long pass play.
Steelers.
It was like a 50-yard play.
Against the Saints, he had two receptions for 0 yards.
I just remember in the Pittsburgh game, it was like a busted coverage. You know, it wasn't like a great play he made. It was a busted coverage, and he just went.
Oh, it was in the Pittsburgh game. That's right. Now against the Saints.
I remember that.
Yeah, so the guy that was supposed to replace Wes Welker's 118 catches has 37 catches on the year.
And he's a guy, guys, that I didn't pick him terribly early, but I probably picked him in, you know, the sixth or seventh round or something like that, which is really like the eighth round in a keeper league, you know?
Right.
Yep. Yeah, well, he had the upside, and week one it looked good.
There were a lot of people tweeting, you know, for example, we did PFW today, and we went back and looked at they like to kind of make fun of that website Pro Football Focus because they take some kind of out of the box opinions, and one of their bold predictions we went back and looked before the season started was that Amendola would be a top 10 fantasy wide receiver, And that certainly has not happened.
No.
So.
No, it has not.
It is what it is. Good luck to everybody in the playoffs this week.
All right. Final words from you, Todd.
I don't have any final words.
Get well soon, Todd.
Yeah, I'm trying to protect this golden throat of mine with all these drinks and concoctions. I desperately need some Wild Bill's fire cider.
I like that. And for Todd DeVries, Kevin Collins, I want to thank everyone for listening today. Best of luck in Week 14, your fantasy football playoffs. We'll be back on these airwaves, Patriots.com Radio, 4 to 6 Thursday for Football Nation. Thanks for listening and good luck.
Bring them out, bring them out. There's no delay of game. We didn't let the team go because we were stretching out balls. It is fourth down. Reset the play clock at 25 seconds.
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright are the Fantasy Football Champs.